Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, we are looking back at the top housewives stories of the year from Teresa and Melissa's feud.
When you guys see it unfold, then you'll realize. And yeah, I've kept my mouth shut for a long time, you know.
To Jen Shah's legal woes and Lisa Rinna versus Kathy Hilton.
Like on every level, it was horrible. And it's been very hard for, I think, all of us to kind of recover. We're still recovering from it.
Plus, we look at all the breakups, the hookups, and the messy divorces. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp. And welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. And welcome to our biggest stories of the year.
Got a lot of them. I'm so excited to get this down with you.
Right? I know. I can't believe that we are recapping a whole year worth of Housewives stories, but let's get right into it. And this was probably the biggest story of the year. Of course, Teresa Giudice versus Melissa and Joe Gorga. They have been at odds with Teresa for months after an explosive Real Housewives of New Jersey finale party led to the couple skipping Teresa and Louie's wedding back in August. We're hearing that the argument centered around around Teresa bringing up a rumor about Melissa's alleged infidelity. Now, a source told us a while back that one of the secrets was Melissa making out with this guy while she was on a press tour in New York City. This rumor was something that Teresa had known about for over a year and had been pushing for it to come out. Finally, season 13 finale was the perfect timing. Of course, we just saw the Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer, and that was confirmed that that's probably the rumor that started this whole big mess. February 7th is just around the corner where we'll get the answers to all of these burning questions. But they both have been talking about the feud at length for quite some time, and we caught up with them pretty recently about it. So here's what they had to say.
Yeah, just the way everything unfolded, it just opened my eyes. And, you know, he was just there to support me, but it really opened my eyes. I mean, like, that's why when you guys see it unfold, then you'll realize. And yeah, I've kept my mouth shut for a long time, you know.
Do you feel like this chapter with Joe and Melissa, do you feel like it's closed?
Yes. I wish them well, and I wish they would wish me well, and leave it at that.
Well, it's never closed.
Like, I'm just ready to get off the roller coaster. I feel like I've tried. I know in my heart that I've tried. The roller coaster goes up, it goes down, it goes in, it goes out. And I'm at a point in my life that I don't want to be on roller coasters in any relationship, whether it be my family, Joe's family, anything that feels negative or like it's bringing bad energy. We're just at the point where our children are older, our children are understanding. We have other adults basically in our house now that we have to talk to and we have to teach. And we don't want the negative energy around, no matter who it is. So I just think that we've gotten to a point where, you know, we need to take a break. And it's time for us to say, like, we have a lot of things to be happy about and blessed with. And it's just time for us to focus on us and not allow that to happen to us anymore.
And it'll be interesting to see whose side everybody takes after watching Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we won't know if it's true or not, but looking at it just at the trailer and the interviews that we've done, I'm leaning towards Melissa. Like being,
I think so.
I think so. I just feel like, how do you do that to your own brother? I don't know. I couldn't do that.
Right. Right. I mean, this has been brewing for years, but it seems like there's probably no turning back after this one.
Yeah. All right. Well, on to the next one. Despite her brother and sister-in-law not attending the wedding, Teresa and Louis did tie the knot in August in an over-the-top wedding in New Jersey. She rocked a towering mane of curls packed with $7,000 worth of hair extensions and 1,500 bobby pins. One of my favorite facts of the whole year, by the
way. Love it.
Her four daughters served as her bridesmaids, and among the wedding guests were the bride's Real Housewives of New Jersey co-stars Jennifer Aiden, Dolores, Margaret Josephs, and Jackie Goldschneider. Real Housewives of New York City alum Dorinda Medley, Real Housewives of Dubai star Chanel Ayan, and Real Housewives of Potomac star Ashley Darby attended as well. Real Housewives of Atlanta stars Phaedra Parks, Kenya Moore, and Cynthia Bailey were also on hand to celebrate. As for Joe and Melissa, as we just said, he captioned an Instagram snap while the happy couple celebrated the rehearsal dinner on Friday, August 5th, saying, "Blood doesn't make you family." He was pictured returning home after a beach day, as Teresa and Louis said, "I do." So another epic moment. Teresa's
epic moment. Yes. Yeah. I can't wait for that wedding special. It was so crazy to me that all of these housewives scored an invite. Yeah. I don't even know if she's really that good of friends with all of them, but they all were there in attendance. Love it. All right. Well, filming season 12 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards and Kathy Hilton found themselves at odds during that infamous cast trip to Aspen. Even though most of the issues weren't caught on camera, bravo, big mistake there. Yeah. Lisa Rinna was in that Sprinter van and said at the time, "I am not saying a whole lot because I am still in shock from what I experienced. It's not something that I would have ever imagined coming from anyone in this group, let alone Kathy Hilton." So fast forward to the reunion, Erica Jane claimed that Kathy used a gay slur during the cast trip while they were at this bar, at this club that we didn't see. Kathy acknowledged that she got frustrated when the DJ ignored her, but she denied using a gay slur. Andy Cohen explained that Bravo launched an HR investigation into the alleged remark, but the results were inconclusive because it was case of she said, she said. So both Kathy and Lisa talked to us weekly at BravoCon about whether or not they would be back for next season. Take a look.
And how would you feel not having Beverly Hills in your life?
Well, it may happen, but you won't put me on pause. It would be a mutual decision. You know what I mean? Like, you know, life happens. Whatever is meant to be will be. And that's how I always look at things.
Would you feel at peace after this season if you weren't able to come
back? Well, this is a hard season. I don't feel at peace after this season, whether I came back or not. You know what I'm saying? This was a very, very difficult season for everybody, but especially for me because of my mom. And I just had a really rough time. It was probably the roughest year of my life.
Would you be back next season if it was the same cast? Do you think that you would be back?
If it's the same exact cast? Absolutely not.
No way.
Do you think that Lisa should
be? But I'm just a friend, so it doesn't matter.
Do you think that Lisa should be put on pause? I don't ever like to say what other people should be. I just think that you need to mix things up a little bit.
This was the messiest thing of all time. Even like recapping it, I'm like, what happened? I'm still so confused about how it spiraled into this whole big thing.
Totally. I feel like 2022 for Housewives was the year of she said, and
yes,
we'll never have real answers. And it's super frustrating as viewers and fans.
Yeah, but, you know, we've heard that Beverly Hills is being put on a bit of, and the Bravo word of the year was pause. So, you know, they were been put on pause for a little while. So we're going to have a little bit of a break. And I feel like we're going to see some cast shakeups.
Definitely. Moving on, one of the biggest stories of 2022 for Housewives was obviously Jen Shah's legal woes. They've been playing out on season 3 of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and just weeks before her sentencing, she requested a shorter prison sentence. So the Utah native, we of course know, pled guilty to fraud earlier this year and is facing a maximum sentence of 30 years with 5 years of supervised release. The entrepreneur and her assistant at the time, Stuart Smith, were arrested in March 2021 for their alleged roles in a telemarketing scheme that defrauded hundreds of victims, many of whom were older than 55 years old. While both Shaw and Smith initially pled not guilty on all counts, the Bravo Liberty changed her plea in July. She told Judge Sidney Stein during a hearing at that time, in which she noted that,
"Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
She knew her actions were wrong and illegal. She said, I knew this was wrong. I knew many people were harmed, and I'm so sorry. So we won't know her verdict until 2023, January 6th.
Yes, mark your calendars, because it is right around the corner and it is going to be interesting. And it is so interesting to see this whole thing play out on Salt Lake City this season, you know, her maintaining her innocence at the time. Yeah. It's definitely, and I think this is probably the last time that we will see Jen Shah on our TV screens. So
it's sad but true.
Sad but true. All right. Well, moving on to Garcelle Bouvet. Her son became the center of Beverly Hills conflict when Erica Jane told him to get the F out of his mom's birthday party during a July episode of the show. And he later became a target for online hate. So during part one of the Beverly Hills reunion, Andy asked Garcelle if she believed the theory that someone from the cast organized a bot attack on her son when he received a slew of hateful social media comments back in August. She said, if I'm going to be honest, I did. Absolutely. I don't know for a fact that they would have said that, but I think maybe purchasing the bots. Well, it was later revealed that she thought Diana Jenkins was the one who purchased the bots. Diana launched her own investigation, claiming it was not her. We do not have the results of Garcelle's own investigation, but it still really cut her to the core, which she told us back in October. Take a look.
I'm in a better place, but let me tell you, it was so hard, because what cut me to the core is that someone would be that hateful. Someone would do that. And so we're still investigating. Yeah.
Because you take yourself out. I mean, this is still a TV show, and this is your family. Yeah. Like, these two don't cross the line.
No, they don't mix. No. And, you know, it's just hard, because while you heard somebody say on social media, they were like, you know, when the thing with Erica and Jax, that her kids shouldn't be at her birthday party. And that's not how I grew up. We grew up as a family that we were, you know, I was at my mom's birthday party and my sister's. And so the thought of having a birthday party and not having my children there is outrageous to me. So for me, it's just been a tough, tough season because my family was targeted.
This was a crazy story.
This was. And I mean, speaking of, I don't think Diana's going to be back on our TV screens either after this whole controversy. And I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, I just don't. What's the point? And also, she's pregnant now. So I don't think she's going to want that stress on herself. She just wasn't. She wasn't a real housewife at the end of the day.
No. It was interesting when she first got on. I was like, okay, I can back her. You know, she had the glitz, the glamour, the over the top money. But then when she had that conversation with Sutton, and she was just mean, she just wasn't like a nice person. And so I don't feel like she fits in well with these groups or with anybody. So
I wonder if Elton John is still friends with her.
I wonder.
And like, is like, well, maybe I shouldn't be so close with her.
Seriously.
If they're that close, who knows? All right. Well, we got some new Housewives in the mix this year, which is always exciting. We got Marlo Hampton, who joined the Real Housewives of Atlanta and became a full-time peach holder, while Sheree returned and brought She by Sheree with her. Caroline Sanbury returned to Bravo, but this time as a Real Housewife of Dubai, which I loved. It became the first international Housewives franchise, which was very cool. The audience was introduced to Nina, Ayan, Caroline Brooks, Sarah, and Lisa. They brought the glitz, the glamour, and a whole lot of drama.
Yes.
And of course, there were some serious shakeups in the Big Apple. The Real Housewives of New York City is getting a reboot with a cast of fresh faces for season 14, in addition to a legacy spinoff with the OG stars. And Bravo finally confirmed the newcomers that are going to be a part of the show. So that's very exciting. We still are waiting to hear about the legacy cast, though, which I'm most excited about.
I'm so excited about that. But we do know that Ramona is not going to be there, because she told Page Six that she said, I don't want to do the show any longer. It's not for me at this time. Something tells me she probably just wasn't invited back. I can't imagine Ramona saying no, but there has been rumors that it's Dorinda, Kelly Ben-Simone, Luann, Jill, and did I say Dorinda? But I think, and Dorinda as well. So We'll see. I'm ready to get back in the New York groove.
Me too.
All right. Well, rounding it out, we had some several high-profile housewives splits this year. Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill called it quits after 2 years. Jen Armstrong and Rin Holiday then went their separate ways back in April. Of course, Ashley Darby announced her split from Michael. She said in a statement at the time, "People will be quick to assume that the causes were too much intrusion by reality TV into the most personal parts of our lives, age gap issues, cultural problems, or child-rearing differences. Pieces of all of these may have affected our pure love for each other, but no one reason is the root cause of our mutual decision to go our separate ways." I don't think a lot of people were sad to see that one end, but the messiest split of them all has to go to Lisa and Lenny Hochstein. After reports surfaced that Lenny was spotted partying with model Katharina Mazepa, Lisa's husband confirmed that the twosome were filing for divorce after nearly 13 years of marriage. And of course, it blindsided the mom of two. Here's what she had to say about it back at BravoCon.
It would have been nice to have have done this.
Yeah,
like for everyone to see, like, you know, enough people go through this privately and it's hard enough. So add this layer of the show. Mm-hmm. But again, I signed up for the show and yeah.
What have the past few months been like for you?
The past few months have been better. Every day is getting better. Like I said before, time heals all. Focusing on my kids, trying to stay busy. And finally, I've said this 5 other times, but, you know, I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel where I didn't see this. I didn't think I could be happy again. Mm. And I'm starting to get my smile back.
My groove is
coming back.
Yeah, clearly one of the messiest splits that we've seen in quite some time, and it is currently playing out on The Real Housewives of Miami. And she did not see this one coming at all.
Not at all. But yeah. I think it's for the best for her.
Probably for the best. All right. Well, that is it. These are the biggest housewives stories of the year. Let us know in the comments which housewives story topped your list. Mandy, out of all these, which was your favorite?
I mean, I think the Jen Shah, just because it's still going on, is the one that intrigues me the most. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I can't wait to see the whole Teresa and Melissa drama play out this season on Jersey. How about you?
Same. I think so. You know, the whole Lisa, Rinna, Kathy drama, that took up a lot of our time this year that we talked about. But yes, I am ready for Jersey. I am so excited about this, and it's going to be a good one. But it was a great 2022 of so many housewife stories, and we're going to be recapping it every step of the way in the new year. So happy new year to everybody. Thanks for watching. Keep commenting and keep subscribing. For more news content and exclusive interviews, make sure to hit the sub, like, and bell button down below and visit usmagazine.com.